Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm looking back.
Always beautiful. Well, guys, it's another night at the Liquid Damage Lounge with me, Liquid Damage, or now known as Dr. D, Dr. Damage. Welcome to A Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by AP Taylor. Our group is filled with love and respect, and we're all so happy to see you here. We're all poets from all over the globe with listeners from 60 countries. The hosting team may offer a variety of programs. Let me see, I lost my board. There's something different going on nearly every night of the week. You never know what we have up our sleeves, like jokes, poetry games, slams, talk shows, magic tricks, contests, and special events with poetic topics from A to Z. And you are invited to join us for the fun. Just click on to listen to the live show or to hear any pre-recorded episode. And you can also call up to participate at 646-668-2837. You can find our hosts and hostesses writing over allpoetry.com and hanging out. Just click on to listen to the live. Oh, we already did that. Let's see. You can find our hosts and hostesses writing over at allpoetry.com and hanging out in the Team of Voices radio group chat room. Our hosts and hostesses push love and respect. Stop in and check us out. Sorry for the glitch, folks. Anyway, so far we have Carmine. Hi, Carmine.
Hello, folks.
AP. Hi, AP.
Hello. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
And we have, let's see.
Mr. Wine Gent. I've let Mr. Wine Gent in.
Hello.
Oh, it's not clicking. 270.
Can you hear me?
That's Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
That would be good.
It is.
Nice. Well, congratulations on your game.
I appreciate it. It was a big victory for us. I'm happy as I can be.
Right on. So what was the final score?
87-83.
Wow. That was close.
I enjoyed it. Made my day.
Very good. Very good. And that's the group for now. Carmine, AP, and Wayne.
Wow, that's
and
good.
Me, of course.
Fine with a gentleman.
Heather has dubbed me Dr. Damage. I am now a Susian level poet. Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
So anyway, this isn't exactly my birthday, but it's my birthday show because we had a glitch last night on my birthday and we couldn't do it. So I've asked people to bring jokes on getting old or birthdays. So does anybody want to start out with a getting old joke?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's scientifically proven that people who have more birthdays live longer.
I heard it too.
Is that so? Oh, I get it. Very cute. Let's see.
I've got one.
AP's
Linda.
Got one. Okay, I'm ready.
You
for
ready?
It, AP. Yep.
Okay. How is the moon like dentures?
How is the moon like dentures? I don't know, AP. How is the moon like dentures?
They all come out at night.
Thank you very much. Well done. There you go. That's the winner.
Very cool. So I got one. Birthdays aren't as fun when you're older. Fortunately, I don't have many more to go. Fabulosity has no age. I'm not worrying about getting old. I'm still going to do dumb stuff, just slower.
Well, you know, Linda, you know you're getting old when the candles on the cake set off the smoke alarm.
Yes. Great.
I'm so old that if you told me to act my age, I'd probably drop dead.
You know what I tell you? There's one benefit about old age, though, Linda. You know why?
What's that?
Because the secrets are always safe with friends. And the reason is because they can remember them.
Very cute. Very cute. Let me see. If only the good die young, I just may live forever.
Ha.
Let's get some poetry started here. And since we don't have any sound clouds, let's go to, let me see.
I have one.
Are, Are you going to grab them, AP, or you want me to grab them?
Well, I'll grab the palms. It's just that we can't grab any sound clouds, as you know, because they're just stuck. So,
I thought we'd start with Heavenly Angel.
We can do that.
Let me see.
It is on the board now. Linda, now, does she need a reader?
Yeah. And I guess I'll read it since it's a girly one.
You want to read it? Yep.
Yeah, I'll read it. I like reading her stuff.
Yeah, cool.
You're My Christmas, collaboration with Easy Rider by Heavenly Angel. And it starts out, Christmas magic is silent. You don't hear it, you feel it. You know it, you believe it. Snow confetti spins and weaves in romantic throng, falling swiftly outside of our window pane. Inside, we smile, gifts of love fill our hearts with joyous song. You are my Santa Claus. Here in your arms I shall remain. We share kisses and whispers of love neath the mistletoe, cuddling under a warm blanket near the Christmas tree. You are the present I've ever need. You set my heart aglow. The gift of your sweet love means everything to me. Babe, I could never long for more on this Christmas day. You have made my life complete in every single way. You're alone. You alone, my darling, are a true vision of loveliness. You are all that my heart ever yearned to possess. Just being near you this magic holiday, I am floating on air. Nothing could compare to this wondrous love we share. I'm wrapped in your gaze that bewitches me. Yes, I'm your Santa Claus, hun, and I shall always be. In poem. Very, very, very beautiful. Just so sweet, you know. Christmas is a day to show your loved ones how much you care, either by present or words. And this is both, a sweet present of words. I love the verse 3 where it says, babe, I could never long for more on this Christmas day. You have made my life complete in every single way. You alone, my darling, are a true vision of loveliness. You are all that my heart ever yearned to possess. Just beautiful. And when you can say that to somebody, you are totally in love. Great write, you too. Just beautiful for Christmas. Thank you for attending. They both did such a fine job on this, and I really liked it. What do you think, Carmine?
Well, I tell you, it's very heartfelt, heartwarming. You know, you can tell the rhyme and the flow is just, it's excellent. And, of course, when you have the endearment of two people feeling that way, Christmas is every day. And in their words, they express it so eloquently because the gift that people ask for on Christmas is something they probably long for a while. But their gift of love is, you know, it's forever. And so she says, yes, I'm your Santa Claus, and I shall always be, is, that's the star on the top of the Christmas tree. That's what it is. And those two really know how to express themselves on behalf of the love they have for each other any time of the year.
Yeah, good comment. I'm sure they'd appreciate that. AP, what did you think?
Yeah, look, this is a collaboration of two people who have written a lot together. They interact with each other seamlessly as they go down the page, and they have this this shared connection, and they're both great writers, and so you put that shared connection together and you take it to another place, Linda, and
They always write exceptionally well together.
Yeah. Yeah, you're correct on that. Beautiful. Thank you, AP. And Wayne.
Yes. I think Heavenly and Easy Rider are going to melt all the Christmas snow with the warmth they put out with their poetry. Sweetness has poured all out of the floor over in here, and it looks great, but this is just two nice little poems. It's got a lot of emotion, and a lot of love in it, and it's just a sweet poem all around. Great job.
Right on. Perfect comment. And next, I think we'll go for Dave Muddy.
Yep.
And let's see who's coming chiming in here.
And that's up on the board now, Linda.
Hang on 1 second. Oops. Oh, 720, who's calling?
Hello, Linda, sweet.
Oh, hi, sweet. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Turned older than dirt yesterday.
Oh, my.
Last year I was old as dirt. Now I'm older than dirt.
Careful now. I might be older than you.
Yeah. Did you get to hear Heavenly Angel and Easy Rider's poem?
I did not. I just tuned in.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's all right. We are going to do next Dave Muddy. And his poem is called
Pretty Flowers.
Yes. Let's see. There we go. Did you want to read this, AP? Or you want me to read it?
Very happy to do so. This is Pretty Flowers by Dave Muddy. It goes a bit like this. So she suckles at her mother's breast, family gather with delightful chatter, celebrating her birth, love expressed, pretty flowers to show her life matters. And goes through the garden, the princess cherished in her father's heart, love blooms, for she always has his pardon amongst pretty flowers. She's living art. Her beauty grows within her precious soul. Today she is floating on clouds of air, at the prom with a guy whose heart she stole, pretty flowers pinned to the dress she wears. Romance's dance still makes her heart flutter, her warrior man protecting honour. His love poems he can hardly stutter, flowers costing him a pretty dollar. She clings fastly to her father's arm as he guides her to a loving man, a bride of beauty and full of charm, bouquet of pretty flowers in her hand. Life of heartaches and joy has been shared, raising a family of their own with grace. 50 years of love has been declared. Pretty flowers sent will not erase. The faithful man's final breath has come. Tears for her heart where love once stood. The curse of death, he has succumbed. Pretty flowers adorning his box of wood. Through her grief and pain, through love and joy, through the darkest valleys to the highest hill. Love is known, fear will not destroy. Pretty flowers creator, beside her still. And she rests now in her heavenly home. Family gather different than before. Remembering her wherever they roam. Pretty flowers placed on her grave once more. End poem.
Wow. Dave, this is just lovely eulogy you've written. I love the way he used the line pretty flowers at the end of each verse. It's a nice way of showing her aging. My favorite part was was verse 7. Let's see. Her faithful man's final breath has come. Tears fill her heart where love once stood. To the curse of death he has succumbed. Pretty flowers adorning his box of wood. That is just such a beautiful way of declaring somebody's passing. Pretty flowers adorning his box of wood. That's just beautiful. And Dave, I got to tell you, when I first started reading this, I was like, whoa, it's very sweet. And then I got into reading it and I said, whoa, again, this is like a beautiful way of declaring somebody's life. The way you did it in stages was just brilliant. You really used your wisdom in this poem. I'd like to thank you for writing this. I was impressed. Thank you. Sweet. What did you think?
I agree. I think it's got lovely imagery. It's very detail-oriented, and it's well-composed, and it's heartbreaking. You can just feel his love and his joy, and, you know, 50 years of love been declared, pretty flowers sent will not erase. I thought he told a beautiful love story, and, you know, you can feel his grief. There's so much emotion that you can actually feel through the whole poem. I thought it was absolutely very well done.
Right on.
Great read, AP.
Nice comment. Yeah, you did a fabulous job on that, AP.
Thank you.
Kept the kind of like a melody going throughout. It was very, very soft and even was what it was. And next we have Wayne. What did you think?
Yes, this poem has love, sadness, death, and loss all through it. It's a wonderful poem. It's well-balanced, good rhyme. You did a good job reading it, AP. 50 years is a long time for marriage to last, and marriage is always end with death, and the vows will have been honored, as we see death to us part. But when death happens, it always hurts the person still left here. Marriage is part of the process, and they did a good job staying married 50 years. It's a grand marriage you had, and a good poem he wrote.
Well, great comment. Hey, P, what did you think? You read it?
Yes. I really liked it. I thought it's sometimes hard to give that sense of time and the passing of events, and I thought the way that he used the flowers to do that was very clever, and it did flow beautifully, and it was very, very well written.
Great. And Carmine?
Well, he had written, David had written just a wonderful scrapbook of life from childhood to the grave, and how the flowers embellish every aspect of life, from the childhood to the final goodbye. It's reminiscing to a life that was well spent. It's reminiscing to all the aspects of our life, the times that we are filled with joy, and how the flowers are part of that joy. But then when the sadness comes and the tears flow like waterfalls, then the flowers are there, and it seems like they too cry. But they also give the peace and the tranquility that the life that had been lived was well spent. And so it seems like there's there's a hope, because flowers will just keep on coming. And then even though they're silent and sleep with the snow covering them, always in the spring, it comes again, life. And that, right, that poem there is very deep, very sensitive, very emotional, and beautifully written.
Great comment, Carmine. That was lovely. Sweet, are you in a crunch for time?
A little bit.
A little bit. You want to go next?
I would love to. Thank you.
All righty.
And I'll go after Linda, because I've got a poem for you.
Oh, I see. You already got some up there. Okay. Yeah. Did you bring something?
I absolutely brought something.
Perfect.
Wow.
Go figure. I would bring you a poem. You know, it's your birthday. I even wrote it for you and everything. So happy birthday.
Wow.
You know, we definitely want to do that.
That's cool.
Give you birthday kudos. I'm very excited about that. How old are you? Like 24, 25, 26?
Yeah, 39.
I love being 39. I like 30.
Well, I was going to say confidential information.
Yeah.
39. That's awesome. All
you
I got
to
do is
well,
give my...
What?
I have to have security clearance to know. Got that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good Lord.
Actually,
now I got to get
I'm
my poem
32.
Up there. Well,
I'm
that's a perfect age
actually.
To be.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Double that.
I'm 37, but that makes me younger than AP, and we all know I'm not, so that's okay. All right, I'm going to grab it and put it on the board now.
That would be lovely. Okay.
Mind my group, team of voices. Here we go.
There you go.
What poem would be reading that they would be reading, Linda?
I'm not sure.
It's right here. It's called Another.
There we go.
Another Day After Tomorrow.
There you go.
Okay, I'm on it.
All right.
Perfect.
Another Day After Tomorrow by Sweet Pea.
Is that on? I can't seem to find it.
Yeah, but you
is that
if
on
you, if you
second
refresh,
page?
Come on. Yeah, refresh now.
Mm-hmm.
The site's working as fast as it normally does on the weekend, which is two fifths the fastest speed of a bicycle.
All right, we
got
it.
Come on.
I'm looking for it. Oh, is that what you called? Another? Oh yeah, okay, I have it.
All right,
you've got it.
I have it. Okay, fine.
Okay. Another day after tomorrow. Brick roads and amber colors never led me to a place called home. An autumn leaf swirls from broken branches and tornado clashes. And a whirlwind of anger silences the mountains and meadows below. Crash car dummies wreak havoc on dream catchers and halos. And rusted crust of love's scorn leaves no shine on the chrome. Fairy tale commodities of bull market and Wall Street rolls in the dough. Swing set seat creaks in memories altered in time and space. Children play dirty and laundry stays in hampers growing moldy. The spoon, don't run away with the dish, it stayed to judge the moon. Morning mirrors reflect nights lost in self-doubt slumber. Rise and shine meets coffee beans and fake smiles crown over the dawn of another one of those days. Blackbirds sing memories to bluebirds in sad, jazzy notes. As the wind sweeps malice from laundry drying out on the line, leaving gossip to choke on the bitterness of lost hope. Exquisite flowers have grown in the gardens of grace, among hemlock and tears, hands weeding out the insignificance of self-doubt and fears. Starless nights and ocean waves have caressed magnolia skins, desires for touch never falters. For as we begin, we shall end, seeking a heart full of love, holding the hand of a friend. End poem.
Oh, sweet. That's magnificent. Wow.
Thank you
so much. I mean, it's just written in such a fashion that it denotes that there's love there. And through the life and times that we go through, things really do stay the same as they change, you know. But I think my favorite part was swing set, seat cracks and memories altered in time and space. Children play dirty and laundry stays in the hamper growing moldy. The spoon didn't run away with the dish. It stayed to judge the moon. I think that is just such a clever verse.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like that the dish stayed to judge the moon, or the spoon stayed to judge the moon. Very clever. And I think this is just so well written. Your poetic language is far above the normal realms of poetic language, you know. You're just...
Thank you.
You're just, the way you write, the way you place your words are far and above the normal poem, you know. I really adore your writing. I learn something every time I read something of yours, and it's really cool. So let's get you some more comments. AP, what did you think?
Well, there's some really lovely visuals here, Linda, and I love the sort of blackbirds sing memories to bluebirds in sad, jazzy notes, and I sort of think of when I hear that, it sort of takes me down towards the south to Nashville. And then, you know, when we get to the other part of fairy tale commodities, a bull market and Wall Street rolls in dough, it sort of takes me up to the sort of New York part of the world. And if I was to do that, of course, I would traverse Interstate 81. And that's all the poem. In comment.
Thank you, AP,
right on.
Very much.
And let's see, Wayne. Oh, Wayne, are you there, darling?
Please unmute.
He probably is. Well, let's go on to Carmine.
He's got very poignant, beautiful, expressive poem here. He's so picturesque in his words, and how each aspect over here is, it's true to life. But the pictures that he paints in his beautiful words are. I've never seen this before. This is great writing. It's just
Thank
like
you.
Blackbirds sing memories to bluebirds in sad, jazzy notes. Wow. I mean, I guess as the wind sweeps malice from laundry drying out on the line, and this last line over here is, I mean, it's awesome. It says, leaving gossip to choke on the bitterness of lost hope. Well, that's what gossip does. I mean, it's a killer. So his expressions and his writing in these in behalf of, especially the last line, he says that we began, we shall end, seeking a heart full of love, holding the hand of a friend. Well, if you hold the hand of a friend,
beautiful.
If you find one in life, then you're blessed. But he also expresses other aspects of life here, too. Very unique. So you got to give a lot of credit. Well done, dear writer. You did a great job. Very, very, very poignant and wonderfully done.
Right on.
Thank you. I agree.
Wayne, are you back yet, sweetheart? Huh. I was going to do that next. Oh, no, we got
no,
AP's well. Got stuff up there. Okay, AP, what
okay.
do you got for me?
Okay. Well, this is just a few lines up, Carmine. So this is it should be on the board, but it's about three lines up if you're looking for it. This is Happy Birthday, yeah, by me. The line died. She's going to call back.
It didn't come through.
What's that, the...
Yeah, it...
Yeah,
it,
no, just,
there's too much more.
Copy it. I'll copy it down to the bottom, Linda, just one tick. Give me two ticks, and I'll
recopy
Wayne's it.
Oh, Wayne's having a hard time. Let me see what I can do
yeah.
here. Wayne.
Okay. So if you refresh, Linda and Carmine, you'll find my poems down the bottom now. Okay? Because we've had a few comments go and happen and all that stuff. You okay, Linda? Linda?
She's probably trying to get...
Worries me. This worries me when I don't hear anything. Hi, Hatter. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing, AP?
Yeah, good. I'm just waiting to hear back from Linda. What's happening on the board here? Hold on.
Yeah. She said last thing I heard was she could see what she could do, get Wayne in. Maybe she's trying to call him on the line.
Yeah.
The studio line.
Look. Yeah, I'm just need to see what the studio's saying. But sometimes... You can work out what's going on. Look at the studio. Let's just have a quick look at the studio. So Linda's still showing as host, and Wayne's still showing as being in, but we can't hear either of them, which is sort of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure she's on the line then. She's using the studio line to call him to get him in.
You can
yeah,
hear me now? Okay.
We can hear you now.
I couldn't hear
Linda,
you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you
okay.
now.
Okay. Right. I will read my poem then, Linda, if that's okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Go for it, AP.
Yeah. Let's go for it now. This is very simply called Happy Birthday. It goes a bit like this, Linda. Once in these times, we all know, there lived a poet named Linda, words arrayed. She lived way up north where the snows fall heavy and the winds fairly bade. She was so warm that created friendships, her words all over the world displayed, such that when she went on radio, others queued to be in shows she made. She liked to tell jokes, and her laughter would echo down the lines to Bond, as did the long two-line rhyming scory poems of which she was so fond. So two times a month within the Blog Talk studio, lines find is a crush, and the anticipation of laughter bonhomie and the odd nervous blush. Then the listeners were all glad they had taken part in the joys of life, of simply and well, and being the bedrock that comes as a wife. So finally we thank her for her wisdom and for remaining so strong, wishing her a happy birthday and a great Christmas, by verse and in song. End pop.
Oh, AP, that was lovely. Thank you so much. And you did the little roses in between verses. I love that. But your poem is, you did. Well, that's very sweet. I always thought it made the poem have a little bit more warmth to it. by putting those in there. But, let's see. I like the part she liked to tell jokes and her laughter would echo down the lines to bond. She did the long two-line rhyming story poems of which she was so fond. That's so cute because it's true, you know. And I like that your poem has a lot of truth and honesty to it. Very sweet. Thank you, AP.
Pleasure.
Carmine.
Yeah, AP did a great job on that poem. It was very, it was quaint and it was very cute, should I say. And like you mentioned, his expression about even the young girl was I would say had a warm feeling to the poem, you know. And like you mentioned, the honesty, the sweetness, and everything that he expressed. I don't know. That's what poetry makes a difference than prose, because it puts a feeling, an honest feeling, into the person's mind, and that's what he did. So I give you a lot of credit for it. It was a wonderful job.
Thanks, Carmen.
Yeah, I thought so too. A lot of heart went into that, AP, and I really appreciate it. Cool. Let's see. Sweet, what did you think?
Well, it just shows the sweetness and the kindness of Mr. AP Taylor. He nails you 100% as your personality and your charm, and I love how he puts in the blush in your voice, the whole personality that you are, your giggle and your kindness and your laugh and all of that that's in there. Although, did you sing earlier? I'm just kind of curious.
Did I sing?
Sorry.
No, did AP sing?
No. No, oh. No. See, that was a trigger for me. That was a trigger for me to sing, "Happy Birthday to You. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you." There you go. See, that's what it was there for.
Hey.
Oh,
I didn't hear
thank
the song
you,
yet.
You guys are cool.
Somebody.
No, thank you. Everybody's got to have their birthday song.
All right.
Exactly.
Cool. Did we still lose Wayne?
Yeah, I don't
think
we've been able to hear him back.
Oh, but we've got, I think this is Debbie.
Don't forget we have
here.
Hatter. And Hatter's
there. Yeah, Hatter.
I didn't write Hatter down.
Hatter.
Hi, Deb.
Hello.
And we got Deb.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart. Hi, Hatter.
Hi. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Let me write this in here real quick. Okay. Is anybody in a time crunch? I was going to do mine next. Can you grab mine, AP? It's on the second page.
Yeah. That's okay. Getting to it now. It's just that my computer is working with the speed of a Singer sewing machine. Massively forced. Oh, it's just, look, I tell you, if it could be slower, I'd have to sort of kick it. So anyway, getting there. Hold on.
You got to feed the hamsters once in a while.
Yeah, I know. Could do something. Hold the bloody computer up to the roof or something like that. I've got to do it. Anyway, whatever I've got to do. Up there.
There we go. Everybody got it?
Got it.
Yep.
Got it, everybody? This is called Time in a Glass. I used to clean my teeth each day standing at the sink. I brushed them twice a day when, alas, But things have changed. I'm aged now, and I don't have to brush. I simply leave my teeth soak in a glass. I smelled of patchouli almost all my life, but now I smell much different, as they say. I guess it is a combo of prune juice that I drink, as well as the aroma of Bengay. My hair is turned from auburn brown to a nice light gray. My skin is thin and wrinkled and quite dry. When I look into the mirror, I wonder where I went and how did I get those bags beneath my eyes. And digestion is a problem now that I've gotten old. I get gas just looking at a bean. And if I dare to eat some, better start to run, because what you're about to smell is quite obscene. My beanbag chair has been replaced by a rocking chair. My eyes can't see the TV anymore. And if you call me on the phone, I just can't hear you well, and arthritis makes my joints so stiff and sore. And H-spots, oh my goodness, what are they about? My hands are kind of shaky now and then. My memory just ain't so good, so if you tell me now, you'll only have to tell me thrice again. I have an underactive thyroid and fibromyalgia. I have diabetes and some bursitis. I have to take a water pill and watch triglycerides and also have a case of bad arthritis. But really what I want to know is where my privates went. When I look down, all I see is fat. I try to move it side to side but try to get a look, but what I want to see, I really can't. These are changes that we go through when we start to age.
Linda?
Where's our girl?
Linda, Linda, are you there?
Blog Talk needs to go away.
Blog Talk is not helping us at all, can I say? Blog Talk is being a toddler. And not even a toddler is getting very much sort of direction, really. It's sort of toddler who goes and tips water around on everybody else while they're sitting at the table. You know, it's sort of toddler. And
a bratty
Linda
toddler.
Was almost... Yeah, well, Linda was almost three lines sort of away from finishing, and I was going to comment but anyway, so as you call back in, Linda, I was going to say I really loved the third to last stanza, which somehow matched fibromyalgia, thyroid, diabetes, bursitis, triglycerides, and arthritis, which is really quite something, really, to actually get all that in one stanza, do it without actually falling over oneself. But really, the winning stanza was the second to last, in my view, because not many people could have actually said that and actually got that across other than Linda, I don't think, in the way that she did. It's really quite something, can I say.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. AP, I have to agree 100%.
Yeah.
To put all of that in even one poem is quite an achievement. And to get the rhyme and the meter and to say it all and to be, as usual, honest and open as Linda always is and to be funny about it. That's what kills me is the humor in it. But the whole thyroid fibromyalgia, triglycerides, and arthritis in one stanza is just absolutely amazing to me. Because I know people that will talk my ear off of it, let alone nightly, you know, put it in a stanza, put it on a bow with it and go, there you go, we're all gone. But I also love the prune juice and Bengay. So that's a great stanza too.
Yeah, agreed. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Linda's piece?
I think, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because she pulled me in the green room, and I can't seem to get her out of there now. She's, like, stuck there. She is there. You just can't hear her. let me try something. Let me stick her over there. And then back in. Linda, say something. Oh.
Hello, Linda.
Right, let me go back in the green room a minute.
Okay.
Just need to call back in.
Meanwhile, while Hatter, did you want to say a few words about Linda's piece while we're trying to get Linda back on the line again?
The aches and pains of getting old. I've written a couple of pieces similar to this, but where my privates went, I had to laugh. The only thing, I was on mute.
Ah!
My innings at Audi. What happened there?
Well, there you go. I'm glad of that, Hatter. Linda, are you back? See, it's showing you on the board as being back, but we can't hear you yet. Carmine, did you want to say a few words? While we try and get Linda back. Carmine. Hello, Carmine.
Lost them all.
Goodness me. It's making it tough, sweet. I've got to tell you.
Tell you what.
It's definitely making it hard. But anyway, that's okay. Yeah. Let's see if we can get Linda. Bear with us, because we're just going to see if, A, we can get Linda, and, B, I know Deb's got a Deb special that she wants to do for Linda if she can.
Okay.
So,
let's
see if we can. So, that's enough.
So big news. UCLA beat Boise State in the Los Angeles Bowl.
Ah, okay. There you go. There you go. Didn't see that. So, thank you, Hatter. okay. So, Linda's apparently got dialed back in, but we're struggling to get her. The technical word for this is the green room. That in the studio is where you usually take somebody if you want to see what they're talking about and who they are, and you don't know where they are, and you put them in the green room and you have a chat to them offline. However, what's happening at the minute is that the system is very conveniently putting Linda into the green room and not letting her come out. And now she's into listening mode, which is sort of somewhat better in the blue, but she hopefully will be in the red shortly, which is, and now it's taking Carmine into the green room. Who the hey knows? It's like random sort of pick your person that you'd going to put into a different state. It's really weird.
Probably gathering information.
So, yeah, I've known Hatter. It's really interesting. I've never sort of seen it do this before. It's like it's got a gremlin in it or something, and it just randomly decides where it's going to put people. It's really strange.
Yeah.
So it's clearly not working.
How's the weather?
It's clearly not.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my dear.
You can hear me, but it says you're in the studio is so messed up. I feel so bad that we can't. And I can't get her to hear me. Linda?
Has she tried calling back and won't free her up?
I know. I can't get her to hear me, so I can ask her to try to dial back. But I really don't think it's her.
Oh, well hang on. Why don't you hang it up? Maybe it's hung up.
No, she's there because I can hear her talking.
Oh.
If I go in the green room, she just can't hear me. So we're all in there somewhere. We're just not connecting with each other. Like, Carmine can hear me, and the studio says he's in the green room by himself. It says I'm muted. And every now and then I hear AP. I hear Linda, but she doesn't hear any of us. Linda? 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 My word. Linda? Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you, my dear.
You can hear me. Can you hear anybody but me, Carmine?
Yes, I can hear some, but I can't remember. You know?
I can hear her from some of the buttons, but she can't hear me, and I don't hear anybody but you, and the studio says it has you in the green room. It doesn't make any sense. Try something. Hatter?
Oh, no.
AP?
Yes. Well, I'm here. Yes.
I was going to say, I can hear her. She can't hear any of us. Carmine's semi-trapped in the green room. He can hear me if I go in the, I don't know if he's still there. And I can't get her to hear me to tell her to at least try and hang up and dial back in one time before we just give up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Linda?
Yeah, it's Linda, can you hear me? Linda?
And it says I'm on red. I should be on the I should be live on the mic, but you're lit up as you're lit up as the green room, and we can hear each other.
Yeah, it's strange.
No,
well, now I've blue. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, now you're supposed to
it's
be
like
muted,
a,
but you're not. Can anybody else hear us?
It's like there's.
I can hear the both of you, but.
There you go.
Oh, well, that's
all.
Carmine's stuck somewhere in the middle, and he can hear us. This is crazy.
As I said before, as I was trying to explain it, it's just like the studio's got gremlins all of a sudden, Deb, and it's just moving people in and about randomly. It's weird.
It seems like wherever it takes it the first time, it gets trapped in that because somehow Carmine wound up in the green room. And even if you take him and put him into the red, he still hears the green room conversation. I don't get it, not one bit. And I can't,
I
no matter
don't get
what
it
we
at
do.
All. I think, unfortunately, we just have to end the episode because we just don't have a stable platform to work with, Deb.
Yeah. And I know they're still having problems because I took out all the clips and tried to put in one, and it's still, I'm sure you can see at the top of the studio, it's still just floating there. And plus it's the weekend, so nothing's going to get accomplished. You know how they are. They don't do anything on the weekend.
No, there'll be no updates in terms of software or anything else until Monday. So I think, as sad as it is, and we're in the middle of the program, I don't see how we can.
While you're speaking, I'm bringing up her phone. I'm going to try dialing it from my cell and see if she will maybe pick up. And I'll just let me see how that goes for a second. Wait a minute.
So my apologies to everybody for this delay. I can assure you it's got nothing to do with our host, and it's got everything to do with the platform that we find ourselves on at the minute, which has some technical problems, and it looks like they've only become worse since we got to air. Which is a real shame. because we were sort of halfway through the show. But as I said, there's no point continuing if we don't have a stable platform to use. It's frustrating for everybody.
Well, at least it was a fantastic show up to this point anyway. I mean,
yeah,
it was
just
fun.
Yeah.
And some of the writing was excellent, so... And
I did just try her phone. I got her voicemail.
Right. Okay. The show's come up with an end the episode all of its own accord, Deb. Can you see that?
I do see that. Now, I don't know whether she did that and is trying to dial back or if it shut her down, but I do know that I just checked the link and we are live, so people did get to hear what you just said that we're, you know, we're shutting down. So like I feel really bad for her.
Yeah, so do I, Deb. Yeah, but I'm not sure, and she's now not connected.
Let's have two seconds here though, because the reason I say that, at least we know it is recording because of the fact that I just heard you talking on my computer. So let me read this collab so it's part of her recording, and then we'll just shut down. How does that sound?
Okay, good idea. Yeah, good idea, because then she gets to
let's
listen to that.
Let's not touch anything.
We're
put on board, and even if nobody else, even if she can't hear it, she can play the recording. Okay. There's the link. And Linda, I'm sorry this happened two nights in a row, but we wish you a happy birthday. And this is a little collaboration card that a handful of your friends put together for you. And I'm just going to read for everybody so that you have this on your recording. Dear Linda, happy birthday. Hoping that you spend more of them in the company of your loved ones and friends. You're always appreciated and loved at a team of voices. From Frank. I knew a poet named Liquid Damage. I was told that she was into bondage. I got me a rope. Said I had no hope. I had to home to get to... I'm sorry. I had to home to get me some bandage. Happy... Linda, happy birthday. I love you. Wayne. Linda, 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 your poetry clicks like marimbas played on the tail of a large enigma. Birds of these feathers stuck on backwards stick together, no matter the weather. Happy birthday, Linda, Linda, Linda. From birthday, Linda, may you have a beautiful day. May you be blessed and cherished in every way. From Angel. For a special person on her special day, may your memories, pleasant and treasured behind you, be your cushion of comfort when years from now, old age will find you still among the love whose hearts surround you, forever being blessed with God's special peace around you. Have a great day and a better tomorrow. With all our love, Carmine and Friends. Happy birthday, Linda, pure liquid gold. Lots of awesome poems to behold. Have a great day with perfect rhymes, so read this verse time after time. From Phil. What will it take to get her stuff read? As good as Seuss, everybody said. Tight lines I know, so smooth and flows. Many books to be published for a poet I know. From Hatter. Quick at the rhyme, always a joke at hand. From an icy wilderness hails her merry band, as Linda has made friends all over the place. Her stories bring wit, intelligence, and grace. From AP. Freckles and fantasy show and monsters stay inside of her pen, laying in piles of rhymes until paper jumps up and says when. She gives gifts to her readers like giggles and teardrops for those who take a moment to breathe, sit down, and stop. But today is special, her birthday. I shout, happy birthday, dear Linda. You're a blessing, no doubt. From Sweet Pea. And to our storyteller queen, writing tales that rhyme, happy birthday to you. Have a wonderful time. Fill up the day with your favorite things as the sun shines bright and the songbird sings. On your special day and every day, feel the love and respect that we're sending your way. From me and from all of us, happy birthday. And we hope you had a fantastic day. And again, I'm sorry about the recording, Linda. But I hope you had a marvelous day.
Exactly. And we did get through a series of poems. We had more to go, but we did get through a series of poems. We got that on the recording, and so Linda can hear it. And as Carmine said, we had some wonderful poems up till then. So we did our best, but unfortunately, as they say in the classics, you can't fight City Hall. And that's where we found ourselves today. So thank you to everybody for listening. Thanks for everybody for calling in. And we'll talk to you very soon. Happy birthday, Linda.
Thanks for grabbing the mic, AP. Love and respect, everyone. Thanks, Carmine.
Okay,
bye, everybody.
I wanted to read for her. Oh, no.
Is that Hatter?
Yes.
Yeah. It's all right. I'll read it to her on the next show.
I'm getting it.
Oh.
I didn't know you had another one. You're on the collab. I don't see it, Hatter. And I think AP has to leave with his kids.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought I put it on the show. That's right. All right.
I was going to say, I don't see it on the topic board.
Really? I'll put it on something.
Hold on. Let me have a quick... No, I've got it. Is it the Unknown Poet, Hatter? It's coming now. And it should be up
now. Oh, did you go to his page? See, I don't find
okay.
it there.
Okay. I'll do it real quick. Unknown Poet, I know.
Yeah.
It took a bit of encouragement to get her stuff read. She's as good as Seuss, as everybody said. Tight lines that flow so easy, a story told each show, a book to be created for an unknown poet I know. It blew up to something no one expected, never to worry about being rejected. What will we call her? What will be the name? Linda Liquid? No, Dr. Damage, her name. Seuss, move over, your better has arrived. Dr. Damage in the house, the villagers cried. The poet for people, someone that knows how to write and rhyme while keeping the flow. How does it feel, Doctor, to be the favorite poet? Do you have any poet seeds we asked so we could grow it? One fish, two fish, red fish, blue. Somebody killed Seuss, and we hear, Doctor, was that you? The world was weary of all those things, all the dogs and fish and the colors they'd bring. The world was afraid of old Dr. Seuss, scared to say something that might sound obtuse. The day has come to celebrate the queen. The king is dead. Long live the queen. Thank you for letting me read it.
That was cool.
There you go. I was going to say, Hatter, that Linda really liked this because she was talking to me before the show started, and she'd actually taken on board Dr. Damage as her name. So...
Is that right?
She super appreciated it, Hatter. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you bet. So there you go. Sorry, Deb, I cut you off.
Oh, no. Oh. I like that he called her the queen in there because I like to call her the storyteller queen. But I just wanted to also push this before we leave just so it's on there because we push it for everybody.
Well, it's your birthday.
Well,
snap.
I think we've actually got most things on, not everything, but most things on, and at least there'll be some surprises for Linda when she actually gets to listen to the tape. So if you've got this far, Linda, well done. Happy birthday. And I'll get you, Deb or Hatter, to end the episode, I think.
Yeah, Deb's still here.
How about if we let Carmine end the episode? He's got to have a joke in her over there. Carmine, can you still hear us?
Yes. All right.
You want to say something to end the episode?
Say that again, dear. I didn't get it.
Would you like to say something to end out the episode?
Yes. I feel even what we have, some obstacles that always happen in life, that the performances of, the poets and the performances of the commons and everything that is inspiring has not been tinged by technology. You know, technology could be an excellent example for us to improve in many ways, but then it could be a monster. And that's why we have to just keep on going. And the voice of all of us doesn't die. It just extends and extends. And then when it touches the hearts of others, then no matter what technology is concerned, the voice lives and keeps on living. So, Linda, you are a treasure to us. We love you dearly. May your special day be a blessing forever. And let's all keep the faith that next performance will be technology-free. So good night, dear folks. We love you all. And again, thank you for the opportunity of being among you.
Thanks, Carmine.
Thanks for hanging out, Carmine. Thanks, guys. Happy birthday, Linda.
Thanks, Deb. Happy birthday, Linda.
Good night. Good night, folks.